Houston, Texas, a town like no other. The city of many names, Space City, USA, home of NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center, gateway to the future. Energy capital of the world.
See your Exxon dealer.
The search for more oil and new forms of energy begins in Houston. And Houston is Boomtown, where the skyline changes almost daily, and the people... Well, the people move here by the tens of thousands every month. Yes, Houston is a city of many names. Oilers, Astros, Rockets. Yet there are other names in Houston, too. The Museum of Fine Arts, Houston Grand Opera, Houston Symphony, Houston Ballet, the Alley Theater. Like few other communities anywhere, the city and its businessmen support the arts as well as it does its sports teams. The growth of the arts in Houston parallels the growth of the city. This is an introduction to one of the newest performing groups here, the Montrose Singers of Houston. Formed in November of 1979, the Montrose Singers is a 65-voice men's chorus. They're from Texas. Presently, the Montrose Singers has a repertoire of 120 musical pieces in German, Latin, Spanish, and Italian. But we perform no music with exactly the same feeling as we do these, the songs of America. Yes, the music of America is the story of America, a nation of immigrants, the malcontents, the misfits, the dreamers. The season was unmistakably Christmas when the Montrose Singers entered the Tower Theater that night. All through the holidays, the singers were busy, performing at churches, hotels, even for lunchtime crowds in office complexes. If you were there, you knew it was Christmas. And we didn't even need snow. The Montrose Singers wouldn't exist without the efforts of a lot of people. Our musical director, Andy Mills, a graduate of Ohio State University in the Menace Conservatory of Music in New York City. Cliff Fleck, whose exquisite signing for the hearing impaired gives special meaning to our concerts. Our accompanists, music librarian, all the dedicated singers themselves, and finally, our audiences. The people and companies who support us, both at the box office and behind the scenes, with their time, talent, and even occasionally, their money. There's a four-letter word we all know, and it's probably been the subject of more songs than any other. Love. But more than a song, love is how and why we sing. Yes, music is the universal language. Because what can be sung need not be said.
Fear of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Montrose Singers of Houston.